I thought we'd look today at something I'm calling Give Thanks, Praise God, Rejoice. Right? It's Thanksgiving time, so we got to do Thanksgiving. But we're going to also see how praising God and rejoicing are related with Thanksgiving. And here in Deuteronomy 27, we're going to do verses 4 through 8. 4 through 8. And William, maybe you'd read them for us. I think people can hear you pretty well.
Deuteronomy 27:4. Therefore it shall be, when ye be gone over Jordan, that ye shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly.
Yeah, this is pretty neat. He's talking about, now that they're coming toward the promised land, that God said that he wanted them to build an altar. It wasn't supposed to be anything fancy. He didn't even want them to break the stones, because in God's mind, this was to be a place that was about him, not about people's works, not about their ingenuity in building or beauty in crafting something, but that it would be whole stones, just covered with plaster to hold it together, and that there they would do two things, it says. Thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon. And then in verse 7, thou shalt offer peace offerings and shalt eat there and rejoice before the Lord thy God. Now, he wanted them to rejoice. That was the result of these offerings. There was a burnt offering and there were peace offerings. Now, the Old Testament isn't very understandable until you look at the New Testament. What in the world is a peace offering? But these were free will offerings that people gave, and for very specific purposes. Let's go to Psalm 107. Part of peace offerings are the offerings of thanksgiving and the offerings of praise. And here in Psalm 107, we have the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Verse 20. A lot of you know this verse. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Then this beautiful verse. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Isn't that a beautiful heart cry? Oh, man, if people would just praise God because he's so good, because he's so good, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And then it says in verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with what?
Rejoicing.
Rejoicing. See the connection of rejoicing with the sacrifice of thanksgiving? The sacrifice of thanksgiving was just because they were thankful that they came freely, willingly to God, and they offered a sacrifice. And that sacrifice to God that talks about a sweet-smelling savor, it's because it was this free will offering that people gave. When people were thankful in the Old Testament, they didn't just say thanks. They did something. They gave. And here is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now let's go to Jeremiah. So Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah 33. These were part of the peace offerings. Peace offerings that people freely, willingly gave because they were thankful. They weren't offerings because they made a mistake, they sinned, they killed somebody, they did something wrong. There was stuff for that too. But here, it is this free will offering to God. This is the Old Testament still. Now, Jeremiah 33, and let's go to verse 11. Now, this is talking about a future time for the Israelites. Verse 11. You want to read that one too, William?
Sure. Jeremiah 33:11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord of hosts. And this is a sacrifice of praise. Of praise. In the Old Testament, they would praise God in different ways. A sacrifice was one way, a free will offering. Another way that they would praise God was singing. They would get together and sing. They would recite or sing the Psalms together. And it was a way that they, as a congregation, would praise God. Now, we do some of that today, don't we? We just sang. Thought we did a pretty good job. You know, we sang. That's of a blessing. And the result of these things should be rejoicing for us. Rejoicing. Look at 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We give God thanks for the benefits that we've received. That's a reason to give thanks to God for benefits that we've received. We got a lot of them. Look at this in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. Rejoice evermore. A really easy verse to memorize. Pray without ceasing. Another easy verse to memorize. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give what?
Thanks.
It's the will of God. It's the will of God that we give thanks. Our God is so good. Our God does things for us every day. He's always thinking of, did you hear those manifestations today? He's always caring about us. And he says here, give thanks. Give thanks. God wants us to give thanks for the great blessings that we've received. Let's go back a couple of books to Ephesians. And also in chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And Grant, would you read 18 to 21?
Ephesians 5, 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
God wants us happy, and he wants us also to thank him, to praise him for the things that he's done for us. Blessed with all spiritual blessings. He loves us. He cares for us. He listens to our prayers. He's there any moment that we need him. That's the way our God is. And so his word tells us to praise him. His word tells us to bless him. His word tells us to thank him. That's something that blesses God. Now, in the Old Testament, they did sacrifices. That was a way that they showed their love for God. That's the way that they came before God and asked for his forgiveness. In our administration, we don't have to kill a lot of goats, not a lot of bulls and pigeons and other things that they did. But in our administration, we have another way of doing it. We're going to get to that, but I want to go to Colossians, please. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Giving thanks for all things unto the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Colossians is loaded with giving thanks. So look at this. 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, made us adequate or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That's something to be thankful for, the inheritance. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with what?
Thanksgiving.
Abounding with thanksgiving. We are abounding in blessings because God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So the word of God says for us to abound with thanksgiving. You know, as Christian believers, we're not supposed to be down in the mouth all the time. I don't know how that translates. Lo siento. We're not supposed to be sad. We're not supposed to be depressed as Christians. We're supposed to abound with thanksgiving because of the blessings, the multiple blessings from our God. That's what he wants for us. Colossians 3. Look at verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be sad.
No,
be what?
Thankful.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Does that sound sad? All right. You like to sing, Jolie, don't you? Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have grace in our hearts. We sing to the Lord because we're happy. We're thankful. All of his blessings. Look, this life is short on the earth. It may not seem like it at the moment, but in terms of eternity, it's super duper short, right? While we're living in this life, let's take the opportunity to enjoy our God and to thank him, to praise him, to bless him. He's the one that gave us all these blessings. Did we read verse 17? No, we didn't. And whatsoever you do, whatsoever, what does that mean?
Whatsoever.
Yeah, everything. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Giving thanks in all that we do. Go down to chapter 4. These are just in Colossians. Verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with what?
Thanksgiving.
Because when we pray to God, it's not, God, this is so bad and this is so bad and this is so bad. That's okay. When things are going wrong in our life, we should go to God. But let's not forget the joy of going to God in thanksgiving, the blessings of going to God and thanking him for everything that he's done for us. Let's go to Psalms, please, 145. These last Psalms in the book of Psalms are all about praise. So thanksgiving to God, our focus is on being thankful for the blessings that God has given us. Praising God, the focus is on the one who gives it, the giver. That's God. And look at Psalm 145. These are loaded. These last six Psalms are incredible. Let's start in verse 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. It's pretty great. Great, great, great. That's how our God is, and he's greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. You know, I think many times Christian believers are always focused on needs, are always focused on how inadequate they are always worried about all the things going on in the world. We have a great God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who cares, like he told us today in Manifestations. The one who's delighted with our prayers. The one who has the ability to meet our every need. So it says here, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I'll speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works, And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. Terrible means big, great acts. And I will declare thy greatness. These are just awesome. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. And it goes on and on and on. What a beautiful song. Praise God for this, for that, for this, for that. He's to be praised. He's to be praised. And that's what he gets out of this. He's blessed to help us. But think of what a blessing it is when Laura says to him, thanks God for what you did today. Or when Taylor says to God, praise you God because you blessed me. You're so wonderful. That's what God loves. 146. Okay, so now, each of these psalms begins and ends with praise God. In verse 146, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Then at the end in verse 10, the Lord shall reign forever and ever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. 147:1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is present, pleasant, and praise is comely. I'm talking fast. I'm sorry, Eddie. Versículo 20. Verse 20. He hath not dealt with any nation, so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. 148, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. And it keeps going on. Praise, praise, praise. Verse 14. He also exalteth the horn, the strength of his people, and praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. See a pattern here? Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Verse 9. To execute upon them judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. And the last verse of the Psalms. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Do you have a question as to what God wants? Praise ye the Lord. Hebrews 13. Hebrews. Hebrews 13. Praise the Lord. God gets so blessed when we praise him. Just willingly, in the Old Testament, these sacrifices of peace, like the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, were willing offerings to God just because you love him, just because you're thankful to him. In our time, in our day, we don't do sacrifices, except at Lent. Some people give up jelly beans. No, they don't. I did give up jelly beans when I was a kid. It was a sad day. But we praise God in another way. Hebrews 13, look at verse 15. William, you want to read that, 15 and 16?
Sure. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Now that's a cool verse, isn't it? This is the New Testament. This is Hebrews, so he's talking to Judeans who were scattered abroad who were Christians. That's what Hebrews is written to. And he's saying in this verse, offer the sacrifice of praise. In the Old Testament, the sacrifice of praise was a literal sacrifice. Remember that altar that God said to build? Offer a sacrifice. In our administration, it's a little different. We don't do that. But it says in verse 16, praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I praise you, God. And then in verse 16, but to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. This is that sacrifice like Romans 12 talks about that we do as believers. Well, we have a perfect way to praise God and to thank God. And it's written in 1 Corinthians. And this is a new way to praise God that was not in the Old Testament. 1 Corinthians 15. It's a way that surpasses, that's way above the sacrifices of the Old Testament. It's a way that God wanted his people to praise him, wanted his people to thank him. And it didn't come until the day of Pentecost. 1 Corinthians 14, look at verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. In the Old Testament, the only way that they could pray was with the understanding. So the only way they could praise God was in singing, or in speaking, or in doing sacrifices. What is it then? I love that part. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Singing in the Spirit is by way of speaking in tongues, like we heard in the manifestations. Singing with the understanding is like we sang, Lord God, I'm so thankful. That's singing with the understanding, right? Verse 16. So he does both. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? It's talking about speaking in tongues. When I speak in tongues, do you understand it? Probably not. Certainly I don't understand it. So how would somebody that's sitting there understand? But he says, you're giving thanks well. Giving thanks well. It's the well, the good way of giving thanks to God. It's the new way that God gave us in this administration to give him thanks. Verse 18, I thank God I speak with tongues more than you all, more than all of you, because that's the way that God desired for us to truly give him the sacrifice of thanksgiving, is speaking in tongues. It's the thing that truly blesses his heart. Go to 1 Samuel, the Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 11. So we have a way of praising God, a way of blessing God, a way of thanking God that they didn't have in the Old Testament. And it's a way that God so desires for us to praise him. When he says, in everything give thanks, you can do that by speaking in tongues, because it's something that melts his heart. 1 Samuel 11. Verse 15. 1 Samuel 11. Grant, maybe you'd read that for us.
1 Samuel 11, 15. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.
So the result of this sacrifice, these peace offerings, the sacrifice of peace, of which is thanksgiving, of which is praise, the result was the people rejoiced greatly. Rejoiced greatly. God wants his people rejoicing. You know, you get joy, and then you rejoice as you think about it. You rejoice. It's a repeat of joy. God wants us to be joyful. It's a result of our giving thanks and praising him. Two more verses in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. So look, God gave these sacrifices of peace for people to give, to freely give from their heart, and to bless God, to praise him, to thank him. And we in our administration don't have to do these sacrifices, but we have a very special way that we can praise God. With our understanding, like we sing, like we speak to God when we pray and praise Him, like when we tell other people how great He is, and also a new way, speaking in tongues, which is a way for us to give thanks well. It's a way for us to magnify God, like it says in the book of Acts. Those are ways that we really, really bless God. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it's safe." Rejoice in the Lord. Now, go down to chapter 4 and verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say what? Rejoice. Because He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to rejoice. So look, in the Old Testament, they had sacrifices. It was the way that they had to give God praise, the way that they had to give God thanks, out of a free will offering, no compulsion, just free will. Today, we have multiple ways of doing it. We can do with our understanding. We can communicate His word to others, and we can speak in tongues. And when we speak in tongues, it just melts God's heart. Great ways for us to praise God. Thanksgiving because of the benefits that we received, and praise because of how great our Father is. And the result of those things, rejoice. So I thought to close today, we would sing Psalm 100. All right? Psalm 100. This is loaded with thanks and praise, this psalm. Psalm 100. Let's close with a word of prayer, okay? Father, thank you for this day that we can live, be thankful, be joyful. We can rejoice because of how great you are. And so thankful we are, Father, for all that you've given to us. Thanks for our fellowship today, for seeing a little bit of your heart to us and how we can bless you, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And we're so very thankful we have that inheritance that we read about, that even in this life, we know it's short, but man, oh man, eternal life, and how wonderful that will be. So thank you for this week ahead, and we're thankful we have a day that we can specifically set aside to thank you. Thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.